congratulations. Very good result.
Yeah, I'm delighted with the result. Probably very, very disappointed with her first half display. And, you know, we were playing with the wind, and, you know, we thought when they scored that it was going to be a struggle to get the goal back. But I'm just over the moon with the second half performance by the players. I just can't praise them enough. And to go down to 10 men with nearly 20 minutes to go and still come away with the result, I just can't say enough for these players. And it goes to show you the calibre of players I'm working with. I'm just delighted for them.
Yeah, and how does that result feel, Eamon, after last week? You had a 1-1 draw last week down in Cork, but it's somewhat different today.
Yeah, it's different because maybe we're not putting as much emphasis on the FAA Cup. Yeah, we want to draw a big team at home. Today was going to be about performance. We talked about it all week. We talked about it in the dressing room today. And it's about performance. And if we could have a good performance today, then it'll carry us through into next week. And now that's exactly what happened. So we're really, really looking forward now to next week.
Yeah, and Port Marnock took the lead on 8 minutes, but after that, Letterkenny had chances. Paul Boyle had a chance just before halftime, but eventually when the goal did arrive, Darren McIlwain scoring it was nothing more than you deserved.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I said to them at halftime, you know, there's goals here for us, and I pointed out, as you said, those chances that we could have had. They didn't have too many chances after the goal. It was always going to be hard against the wind, but I said if we could get the ball down and play it, which that's the way I know we can play, and when we got the ball down and played against the wind, I think we were excellent.
The sending off, Eamon, the right decision?
The right decision, yes, sending off was the right decision, but I must say he didn't make the proper decision because he should have sent their number 7 off, who had hit off the ball a few minutes beforehand, and it was the ruckus that got up. I think the referee totally forgot about it. He booked some of their men who didn't deserve to get booked. He'd booked some of our men who didn't deserve to get booked, but he definitely missed the perpetrator, who should have been sent off along with Tommy.
Okay, so you played the last quarter of the game with 10 men. Tommy Boner was the man that was red carded, but even at that, Eamon, you rarely looked in trouble.
No, we didn't look in trouble, which was absolutely brilliant. But I mean, you know, the fellas dug in well, and what pleased me most was they kept playing football. They kept moving the ball, passing the ball, working for each other, and you know, that was absolutely brilliant for a team that was down to 10 men. And you know, I think, to be fair, you know, Tommy was unlucky to get sent off. As I said, the other man should have been sent off with him. But, you know, you're away from home. You're going to have to expect these things, and you're going to have to put up with them. And that's exactly what we did. We got our heads down. We kept playing, and we've got a result. The thing about it is it goes back now to Letterkenny. Fantastic to take another team to Letterkenny. And we'll be looking forward to that game.
OK, well done.